Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
I'll start there, just in terms of how it hits you in terms of almost being there and then short. So what are you all focusing on your ability to finish?
Yeah, that's really it. It's about being here now, and that's what we're talking about. And the kids, there really is no choice, but it's hard. I mean, they're kids, and there's anxiety. As a staff, we have anxiety, and we're adults. And so it's our job to help these kids navigate through a tough time. It's not easy for these guys. Their world is changing a little bit. And so it's just all, that's the focus, is what do we do today? You know, what do we do in our meetings this morning? What do we do in practice? We got a 5 o'clock meeting this afternoon, and that's all we can do is keep these guys focused. And we still have a lot of really cool stuff to play for. We're going to have a winning season, Apple Cup, bowl game, all that kind of stuff. And that's what we got to do.
You just mentioned that last part. I think it's natural for some fans to want to look at the coaching search, this or that. But for this team, why is it important to win these last two to get to the bowl game, to get those extra practices? Why is that important to
you? Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's about life, right? It's life lessons. You got to finish what you started. There's no quit. These are, adult, things that come on in life. And so now you young men have to figure out how you handle adversity. And again, this is our job as coaches to help these guys through this. And it's pretty obvious, again, like I said, I mean, we had a chance to have a winning season, win the Apple Cup, go to a bowl game. And so there's a lot of, and we just got to keep those guys focused that way. And it's hard with the social media and everybody in their ear and all that, and we just got to keep pounding the message home.
Anything different this time than you would normally, or just the same
old? No, we actually changed up last week. We're trying to have a little more fun at practice, and Coach Saz set up a couple fun drills for us. Normally we're in pads today, full pads. We're just in shells today, shells tomorrow. This is the time of year we do that anyway. Just try to get their legs back. We're a little bit beat up as a team generally. And so we got to make sure we're smart in practice, that type of thing. Change up a little drills here and there, keep things fresh.
How did you guys feel about the way the quarterback plan worked out for Mason Salmon?
Yeah, I think we had to do that. You know, give ourselves a little bit of a spark and give Sam a chance to play. I think it helps him. It helps Dylan. A little bit of competition. I thought it was good. I think it helped overall.
Do you expect Sam to play this week?
We're still evaluating all that. Yeah.
And where does Patrick factor into the decision?
Yeah. I think he's got a chance to help us, and maybe this week a little bit more. They all took reps today, and we're still kind of, today's a big practice for all those guys and figuring out exactly where we're at.
Junior calling plays last week. How did it feel like you guys were able to incorporate things that he wanted to do versus what you already had?
Yeah, I think he did a really good job calling the plays. And again, I think I mentioned this before. So we just looked at the things that we've done well in the past this year, really trimmed down the call sheet, and then got the quarterbacks in the room and really discussed what they felt good about, what Coach Adams and the offensive staff felt good about, and came up with the game plan from there.
Why do you think it's been difficult for this team to finish games in the fourth quarter? It seems like you guys have started really well from a point differential in the first, and then by the fourth, things have kind of gone downhill. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things, and that's a good question. We have started fast last week. If you take the Oregon game, for example, offense was unable to get a lot of first downs and keep the defense off the field. And the defense is at some point is going to get a little bit worn down. That's just the nature of it. So it's a team combination. We got to move the ball on offense. We got to score a little more points in the second half. And then we got to do a better job in the second half of stopping the run on defense. So it's not, you know, it's not one thing. It's kind of a team thing. It's all those combined.
It seems like these have been by far Giles' best two games in the return game.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, was there something schematic that has kind of sprung him, or what do you kind of attribute that to?
No, really the scheme stayed the same. We really try to make it clear for Giles. He was close earlier. He was close, but not quite there. He wasn't totally trusting his read and his blocks, and he really stayed with it these last two games, and we were able to get some good return yardage.
What's your guys' teaching point with, I know he's fielded quite a few punts, like at the 5 or 4.
Yeah.
I was always in the impression that you put your heels on the 10, and that's it. And
yep.
What's your guys' teaching point on that?
Elise, that's it right there.
Okay.
Yep. And so we had to make a point of emphasis of that. I think it's a little bit, and that's coaching, that's on us. You know, it should be the 10-yard line. And there was two games in a row where he's on the 5, and but that's on us, that's not on him. Yep.
With the way that Carson has played, well, since he's been kind of thrust in that position, I think some fans would ask, well, why haven't we seen more of him earlier? I know he had played some. Was that a situation where he's kind of behind two really good players, or what's your take on why he wasn't more integrated earlier?
Yeah, so if you guys remember Eddie Olafoshio, did you guys think he was a pretty good player?
Sure.
Pretty good player. And so he was playing behind Eddie. And we had not had an opportunity to get up in more points in games that we might be able to play a younger guy, except for maybe the Arkansas State game, which he did play more. And then Eddie got hurt, and that gave him a little bit more of an opportunity. But so Carson came here as an inside linebacker. We were short of outside linebackers in the spring, so he played outside linebacker all spring. And then we moved him back to inside linebacker because our numbers got better through recruiting. And then he just was a young kid who hadn't played college football inside linebacker and was behind a couple of good players. And so, unfortunately, Eddie got hurt, and that kind of thrust Carson into the forefront a little bit. And we'll see what he can do.
I know that they play different positions now because they're on the field together, Jackson Sermon and Cooper. I'm sorry, about Carson Gruner.
Yep.
But was there any thought to Adepawan was healthy, possibly playing Carson in Jackson's spot? I mean, I think that's one thing that people are wondering.
Yeah, no. I think Jackson is really underrated. If you look at some of the plays that this kid has made, remember he had a safety just this past week. Or against Oregon, he was able to stop and cause a fumble against Cal. And make a play. I think you come off the stats and all that, and he has 8 tackles, 10 tackles, and I think because he's not a flashy guy that people want a different kind of guy there, but all that guy has done has been really consistent over his years here, and if you study the film and see what he does, he's a pretty good football player.
Did you guys ask for or receive any kind of explanation on the hit on Race Porter? It looked like
yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. I think we turned that into the Pac-12 and haven't received an answer yet. I don't. It's interesting. Yeah.
I'm wondering, you talked about needing to focus these players going forward. As coaches, it seems like you're cherishing this opportunity, but there also is a lot of uncertainty with each of your situations as well. How do you kind of mentally configure this and keep the right attitude, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we tell our players, you know, we're in this too, but again, like I mentioned, we're the adults, and we're the leaders of the team, we're the coaches, and we just have a few more weeks to go, hopefully, in a bowl game, and we're better at this. You know, we kind of know, taking these coaching jobs and me being this for over 30 years, this is kind of part of the deal. We're all fine as coaches. And we got great people and great coaches. Everybody's going to be fine. And again, it just goes back to us leading these kids and modeling the right example. So if we're out there dragging a practice, they're going to drag a practice. If we don't have energy at practice, they're not going to have energy at practice. So it's up to us to make sure that we model that right behavior. And it's been good so far. Kids, we had a good practice today.
Stats, but if I look at this, it looks like the third quarter is the one quarter where you're not scoring, and yet the other stat is that you're one of the few teams that's 100% in the red zone. what's going on in that third quarter?
Yeah, I think that's pretty evident. I think we are doing a pretty good job in the red zone. We've come up with stops all year long. Got to credit our defense, and they've done a really good job in the red zone overall. Yeah, we got to get going in the second half. We got to score more points in the second half. We kind of talked about that earlier. Yeah, we're still trying to figure all that out. Come back to some of those plays that were really working well for us in the first quarter, second quarter, and let's get those things going again. And let's not overthink this and get the ball. The guys can make plays. So we certainly got to do a better job in the third quarter.
Anything else for Coach?
Lauren, do you have a question for me?
Colorado.
I'm kind of fired up now. You know, I've been doing this much, but I'm waiting for a question for you. Okay, what do you got? They're a team that's getting much better. There's no question. I think, again, the stats are the scores, but you watch them play. They do a great job at running the football. They do not, it seems like, want to throw the football much. They got a really good run scheme, pretty good offensive line, a quarterback. Like, every week seems like they can hurt us with his feet. And they got some kids on defense that are flying around and making some plays. Young team, but they're getting better. You can just tell they're getting better every week. So we got to play well.
Nate Lamon's out, so I mean that was arguably their best player on defense.
Yeah.
What have you seen from the middle linebackers, I mean, especially that being the position that you focus on?
Yeah, I mean just kind of just really good hard-nosed football players. You know, I don't know if they're, you know, the flashy guys again, but they make plays. They're in a position to make plays, and they tackle well, and they look like they're a bunch of tough kids, and they like football. You can tell they're playing with energy. So, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Lauren, right, thanks for the question.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.